International Bible Lessons Commentary, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, April 20th, 2014. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, April 20th, 2014, is from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. This commentary is the second part of a two-part Bible lesson that includes Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, or Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson commentary below. Study hints for thinking further, a study guide for teachers, discusses the five questions below to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons commentary website. The weekly International Bible Lesson is usually posted each Saturday before the lesson is scheduled to be taught. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. Luke 24, 1. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. Because of the Passover and the coming Sabbath, Jesus was hastily buried in a cave-like tomb, and a huge stone was rolled in front of the door to seal it. Spices had been given to prepare the body for burial, but Jesus' body was not embalmed, and the spices had not been left in his tomb. Even though his body was not prepared for burial, his body did not see decay or any decomposition before God raised him from the dead in fulfillment of the Scriptures. Peter preached, "Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, 'He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption.'" Acts chapter 2, verse 31. As Hosea indicated, his appearing is as sure as the dawn, and the women found the empty tomb at early dawn. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Luke 24:2. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Though two Roman guards had been stationed to guard the tomb, because the religious leaders had feared that his disciples would steal Jesus' body, the women found the tomb abandoned by the guards and the stone rolled away from the tomb door. Luke 24, 3. But when they went in, they did not find the body. When they entered the cave, or tomb, which would have been similar to the tomb in which Lazarus was buried before Jesus raised him from the dead, they found the tomb no longer contained Jesus' body. As yet, they did not know that Jesus was raised from the dead. Luke 24, 4. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women did not understand the meaning of the empty tomb. Grieving, having come prepared to anoint the body of the one they loved, they did not know what to think. Suddenly, two men, dressed in dazzling white, appeared to them. because to fulfill the scriptures regarding the number of eyewitnesses that are needed to be accepted as legal testimony, two witnesses had to speak to the women. Luke did not identify them as angels. Rather, he recorded exactly what the women said they saw without drawing any additional conclusions. We know from the women's response to these men and other gospel accounts and descriptions that these men were angels. Luke 24:5. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." These witnesses appeared suddenly in the appearance of holiness. So the women were terrified and bowed their heads in humility. The angels asked them why they were among the dead, for Jesus had risen from the dead. The empty tomb was evidence that Jesus had risen, but additional evidence of his resurrection was what Jesus had prophetically told them earlier. Luke 24:6. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee? The angels went on to explain the empty tomb based on the words of Jesus, the Word of God. Before they ever traveled to Jerusalem, Jesus had told them in Galilee what would happen to him in Jerusalem. Jesus did not need to go to the city to get a feel for how he would be accepted. He knew how he would be accepted on Palm Sunday. He knew he would be praised by the crowds. He knew how he would die at the hands of sinners. And he knew he would rise from the dead. Jesus was a prophet. What he had foretold happened. So he was a true prophet of God as well as the Son of God. Luke 24:7. That the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again. The women and the disciples of Jesus hardly understood or believed Jesus' prophecy in Galilee. Jesus called himself the Son of Man. Based upon all that Jesus had done as the Son of Man, they would not believe that Jesus would not or could not, to save them from their sins, save himself from crucifixion and death. They knew that Jesus could save himself from sinners, because he had done it before. See Luke chapter 4, verses 28 through 30. Jesus, the Son of God, preferred to use the title Son of Man when speaking of himself, because that was his way of claiming to be the long-expected Messiah. As Son of God, Jesus was fully God. As Son of Man, Jesus was fully human. Jesus foretold exactly how many days he would be in the tomb, and his rising on the third day also proved to be correct. Luke 24:8. Then they remembered his words. When they were reminded, they remembered. Reading the Bible repeatedly helps us remember and see connections between one verse and another verse in different Bible books. For example, compare Luke chapter 24 verse 1 and Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. Reading the Bible with the help of the Holy Spirit and teachers, these two angels were teachers, will deepen our faith. Up to this point, The women now had three reasons to believe Jesus was alive. The tomb was empty. Two angels told them he was alive. Jesus had told them earlier what to expect. He would rise on the third day. Prophecy was fulfilled. Luke 24:10. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. The women gave eyewitness accounts. More than one witness told what they had seen and heard. Luke named the eyewitnesses. The apostles had good and sufficient evidence and reasons to believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. What Jesus prophesied and what these women experienced and reported is good enough evidence for anyone to believe that Jesus was crucified, dead, buried, and rose on the third day. Luke 24:11. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. Jesus chose the apostles to represent him before the world and to build his church. So these apostles were the first to hear the women's testimony. But they wanted and needed more evidence than the women's testimony to believe. The fact that these apostles found it difficult to believe, but eventually believed after Jesus appeared to them too, is additional evidence that Jesus actually rose from the dead. Luke 24:12. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Perhaps because Peter was the rock upon whom Jesus chose to build his church, Peter immediately ran to the tomb. Along with the women, Peter knew exactly where Jesus had been buried. He found the tomb exactly as the women had described. Other gospel writers give more details of Peter's visit to the tomb. He saw the linen clothes lying by themselves, which may mean that Peter saw them collapsed where the body of Jesus had been laid, because Jesus had passed through them when he was resurrected from the dead. He might have seen them carefully folded and set to one side. In any event, no one would have stolen Jesus' body without taking the shroud that covered him with them still wrapped around his body. So, the linen clothes in an otherwise empty tomb are additional evidence for the resurrection of Jesus and that Peter had gone to the right tomb. Peter left the tomb amazed, and he would meet Jesus himself according to Jesus' perfect timing. Questions for discussion and thinking further. Since this is the second part of a two-part lesson series, only three of the five study questions will be asked below. 1. What is one fact about Jesus' resurrection that you remember from other books of the Bible that Luke does not include in these verses? 2. Why do you think the apostles would not believe the women? 3. Why do you believe in Jesus' resurrection? Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible lesson. Copyright 2014 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.